you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
President Biden comes to Monterey Park to speak about gun restrictions in a city that was the scene of a mass shooting 2 months ago. A strong atmospheric river is sweeping through the state, but it won't linger for long.
We have a decreasing chance of rain through Wednesday, so probably, you know, by the time the morning commute's over, we'll just have a few showers running around.
And a legendary Disney designer has passed away. You've seen his work in numerous theme park attractions and animated features. Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 14th. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Another atmospheric river is moving into California today. It is ranked on a scale of 2 to 3, but what does that ranking mean and why do we have it? Climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone has more.
In 2017, rain from an intense atmospheric river punched a hole in Oroville Dam, and 180,000 people had to evacuate downriver. That prompted the development of the Atmospheric River Scale, which ranks these storms from 1 to 5, similar to hurricanes. The scale helps water managers decide how much water may need to be released from dams. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Tardy says it can eventually be used to warn the public.
We're working in that direction so that it's similar to like tropical weather where we say it's a Category 4.
Tardy says the challenge is conveying danger as our weather norms shift and the public deals with disaster fatigue. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
Evacuation warnings have been issued for parts of Ventura County due to concerns of flooding and debris flows. Coastal and valley areas are expected to get as much as 2 to 5 inches of rain, with the mountain and foothill areas getting between 3 and 6 inches. The evacuation warnings apply to residents in the Matalika Springs area. Sandbags can be found at local Ventura County fire stations. Meantime, San Bernardino County officials say residents there should be prepared to purchase sandbags from home improvement and hardware stores due to a limited supply at its county fire stations. Sandbags and firewood can also be found at such mountain locations as Wrightwood Library, Valley of Enchantment Elementary School in Crestline, and Rim of the World High School in Lake Arrowhead. LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis has this assessment of the risk of rock and debris flows from the storm.
Mudslides are a concern when there's intense rain, either on recently burned hillsides or, in this case, when you have more than 10 inches of rain during your rainy season. For perspective, Ojai, which has a lot of mudslides, has had 36 inches of rain this year. Basically, the soil gets so saturated, it just can't hold any more water. So when rain comes along, it stops the little soil particles from sticking together and causes them to run downhill, sometimes in excess of 20 miles per hour, destroying everything in their path. With this storm, it's a concern, especially in mountainous areas, until Wednesday. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
The National Weather Service says the end of this shorter storm system is near after today's heavy downpour. Meteorologist Todd Hall says tomorrow morning it will still be wet.
We have a decreasing chance of rain through Wednesday, so probably, you know, by the time the morning commute's over, we'll just have a few showers running around.
By tomorrow evening, the rain will begin to taper off, and we're looking at a dry Thursday. The weather agency warns hazardous marine conditions will peak tomorrow. A high surf advisory and a gale warning are in place for most of the day. President Biden is coming to Monterey Park today, nearly 2 months after the mass shooting at a ballroom took 11 lives. He plans to hold an event to call for stricter gun control. LAist's Josie Wong spoke with a relative of one of the victims who intends to be there.
Since Mei Mei Nan was killed outside the Stardance studio in January, her youngest niece, Fonda Kwan, has been trying to sort out her affairs. Kwan grew up in the same house with Nan in Rosemead.
She was a mother figure to me, and she raised me alongside my parents.
Kwan keeps thinking about how Nan could have been saved. She'd like to see local businesses post security at large gatherings. Not necessarily armed guards, she says, but designated people keeping an eye out. She says since her aunt's death, her family avoids certain places.
They're actively not eating a restaurant as often. They would make an extra mile or two, right, to get to a supermarket that isn't as crowded or it has a lot more space to maneuver.
For Kwan, tougher gun laws are the end goal. Until then, she says there need to be ways to feel safer. For LAist 89.3, I'm Josie Huang.
Checking gasoline prices, the average price of a gallon of regular gas in Los Angeles County has retreated for the sixth consecutive day. The declines follow 35 straight days of increases. The price dropped a penny overnight to $4.94 a gallon. Orange County's average also declined for the sixth consecutive day. It fell 1.5 cents overnight to $4.89 a gallon. The national average, meantime, slipped 0.7 cents to $3.47 a gallon. A legendary Disneyland theme park designer has died. Roland Raleigh Crump was 93 years old. LAist Associate Editor Mike Rowe reports the Disney Imagineer has left a lasting legacy.
Raleigh Crump's iconic design work is still featured at Disneyland, including in the Haunted Mansion, It's a Small World, and the Enchanted Tiki Room.
In the Tiki, 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 Tiki Room.
Crump started with Disney as an assistant animator on classic movies like Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, and Sleeping Beauty. He was a key designer on Disney attractions in the 1964 New York World's Fair, including designing Small World's marquee. You can spot the beloved designer's legacy in a Main Street USA Easter egg. A sign for one of the shops advertises Fargo's Palm Parlor. Fargo was Raleigh Crump's middle name. For LAist 89.3, I'm Mike Rowe.
A new play premiering this week in Los Angeles imagines what happens to us when we die. It's called The Thin Place, and it tells the story of a woman who can communicate with the dead in a fragile space between our world and the next one. The director of the show, Abigail Dessert, says the characters tackle some pretty big existential topics, and hopefully it will leave the audience thinking more about these questions.
The play, you know, opens us up to the bigger questions about our belief systems, about why we hold so tightly to what we believe.
Preview performances for The Thin Place start Wednesday in Atwater at Echo Theater Company. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com. And of course, you can always listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Support for this broadcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.